Hello, people, watchers of Reconstructed Faith, and whoever else finds this video, listens to this podcast, however it is that you consume this content. It's going to be a while before I'm able to really kind of get in gear with the podcast. Monday, I was supposed to release Reconstructing the Bible. And we were going to get into textual criticism, where the Old Testament comes from, the veracity of the New Testament, basically the reasons that we have to actually believe the Bible, other than just on faith. Because that is like the number one area where shit goes downhill when people start deconstructing. The first thing that gets kind of ripped away is the inerrancy of Scripture, the sufficiency of Scripture in the life of a Christian. So one, that's a really big topic, and I've been back and forth on so many aspects while I've been doing it, because this is an area that I'm still working on reconstructing. I went through a phase where I was very much in favor of higher criticism and putting the Bible through a very, very strict, scrutinizing cultural lens. That was then, but this is now kind of thing where, that just pertains to them. It doesn't mean anything for me. The problem is, when you start doing that, you're able to just pick and choose the parts of the Bible that you want to listen to and say that the rest of it's not relevant to you because you don't live in that context. And so, on the one hand, Old Testament wise, I'm very much in the mytho-historical camp, and I'm going to explain all that when I'm able to release the video. Very much in the oral tradition camp, in the Moses creating a rival mythology to speak into the context of the world that he lived in. At the same time, I believe that every word in the scriptures is absolute truth. It's just a matter of true how. And in our Western post-enlightenment way of thinking, we tend to think very woodenly literal about the scriptures. And we think it has to be true exactly the way that we see it. The text means exactly what it says. No spiritualization, no allegories, no symbolism, no. It means literally exactly what it says, or it isn't true. And that's nonsense. So I'm going to get into all of that, what the Bible is, how many authors, how many books, over how many years, blah, 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 who wrote what, and, how we can use the lens of God's covenant to tie it all together into one story. So, that is coming. But it's coming probably about a month from now instead of this Monday. So one thing, I've got a little vacation planned for this weekend. And I was hoping to have everything done. I definitely bit off more than I can chew with this particular topic. but it is vitally important that I hit this topic and that I hit it first, because we need to establish the authority of the scripture before we can get into breaking down scripture or getting into theology that is based on the scripture. We have to really prove that we can trust the Bible first before we get into any of the rest of that. So A, I have vacation. B, I am going to be working out of town off and on for the next month. We're working on a project out of town. Company is renting us an Airbnb. So I won't even be home at all to do my content. So, between vacation and work and the weight of the topic, because I don't want to do a superficial whatever, I really want to hit it hard. It's probably going to be about a month. So I'm going to do little updates like this. I'm probably going to start defining words. I'm going to go over some of the terms I'm going to be using, so that you're familiar with the vocabulary before I actually hit that content. So start watching for these words mean things videos. So that's just a little update on what's coming. And on why you're not going to see much from me in the next month. But I am still around. Reconstructed Faith is still going to be a podcast. I mean, I just launched it, built a website, put money into buying a domain and paying, paying a developer and all of that stuff. So, I'm doing this thing. I'm doing it. We're doing Reconstructed Faith. It's happening, but I have to put it on hold for the next month or so while I figure out exactly how I'm going to hit this topic and while I'm working out of town and stuff. Life's just not conducive right now to a bi-weekly release schedule. So I may go to once a month until we're through the holidays. I'm not sure yet. Really just depends on work. We're really behind. We're trying to get caught up. So, until then, we'll see what happens. Bye, everybody. And thanks for listening.